home. And the North American Irish Dance Championships took place in Montreal last week at the Palais des Congrès. The event attracted nearly 4,000 competitors who were trying to qualify for the World Championships. And the Montreal International Jazz Festival closed on Saturday night. For over a week, the festival featured new and established talent in more than 350 concerts. Two-thirds of these were free. The festival's closing act was an outdoor performance by The Roots, with tens of thousands of audience members packed into Place du Festival.
Here we are.
The New Spins Library.
Here we are at the New Spins Library.
Hey, Montreal, it's a great day out there. You are listening to the New Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando. We have a full show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews from the Music Spot and one from the Arts and Culture Spot. Fun part is that the Arts and Culture Spot is wrapped inside and out with music. So is the event. We'll open the show with headlines by Alice Wu. The first interview is with Chard Chenier, blues harmonica player and artist. While Chard is preparing for his next album, The Blue Sparrow Sessions, he is holding a vernissage with Christine Lalonde, also an artist, at Gallery Espace August 6th. The next interview is with Apicalda. Apicalda has a new video she would like to share with you. The third interview is with Iadze. Iadze is ready to take on the world with her latest single, Stay. Let's take a listen later in the show. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and after some News You Can Use by Alice Wu, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, what is a hangover? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Thank you. Yeah. We are Jitensha.
And you're listening to the New Spins Library
on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
My name is Alice Wu, and here are some of the recent headlines. Quebec has entered the seventh wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, according to Public Health Director Luc Boileau. In the last month, the province saw a 50% increase in COVID-related hospitalizations, up now to 1,500. This would be the first wave Quebec has experienced after removing almost all public health restrictions. And nearly 500 low-rent housing units across Montreal are empty because they are currently undergoing renovations. This is in the midst of a housing crisis that, as of July 2nd, left 118 households in the city without a home. And the North American Irish Dance Championships took place in Montreal last week at the Palais des Congrès. The event attracted nearly 4,000 competitors who were trying to qualify for the World Championships. And the Montreal International Jazz Festival closed on Saturday night. For over a week, the festival featured new and established talent in more than 350 concerts. Two-thirds of these were free. The festival's closing act was an outdoor performance by The Roots, with tens of thousands of audience members packed into Place des Festivals.
August 3rd to 8th at Galerie Espace, Christine Lalonde and Charles Chenier are displaying stamps and paintings and drawings. A vernissage will be held on August 6th. Everyone is invited. With us today, we have Charles Chenier. Hi, Charles, and welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be an artist.
Well, my name is Charles Chenier. I became an artist, I think, I combusted in front of a Van Gogh painting when I was 13, 14 years old. I was so blown away by the joy and the ecstasy of his paintings when I was a young watercolorist in St. Boniface, Manitoba. So that started the flame of desire to paint. And I knew right then and there, that's what I wanted to do. He had quite an impact on me, Van Gogh. I'd seen also works by Katie Kolowitz, which had a huge impact on me as well. So that's how I become an artist, actually, is having been exposed to something that has a great heart like he did. You can see it when you travel around the world. His work is appreciated everywhere. So that's how I started being an artist.
How did you become involved with Christine Lalonde?
Christine Lalonde is the wife of a friend. I saw her work and I thought there was a real connection in terms of she was creating prints and drawings and photographs that were very serene, very beautiful. And a lot of my work is also trying to put out something positive into the world. So I think we were sharing a common ground in terms of our values, our visual values, what we were contributing. Her approach is very different from mine, but it's fundamentally beautiful, peaceful, inspired by nature, by human relationships as well. So it was just a natural connection, really. It was just seemed spontaneously compatible for me.
What can our listeners expect of your current gallery display with Christine Lalonde?
Well, I think what you're going to see is an interesting combination. Her work is most of the time a bit smaller than mine and more carefully perhaps crafted in terms of prints, but there are still lives and landscapes and flowers, and my work is sort of more influenced by my inner world rather than the outer world. So you'll see mostly my abstract and figurative pieces sort of intermingled. So it's a very different visual experience whoever goes to see our show together, you know. I think there's a lot of love and care that goes into creating the work. So it's as different as we are, we have similar aesthetic values.
What inspired you to do some of your pieces of artwork?
Oh, usually anything that I feel is making me a better human being somehow. I will go through different types of struggle, but I'll try to work through that to develop my character. And what I learned from that is, you know, gets communicated onto the canvas. This happens spontaneously. Some paintings are inspired by dreams, where I study my dreams carefully because I feel they're a form of guidance to understand how I'm really feeling about things. So it usually gets worked out that way. That's what gets the work going. If there's something mysterious and evocative and out of the ordinary, and I'm forcing myself to grow, not repeating myself, that inspires me too. I don't want to just do the same thing over and over again. I want to discover new worlds through the painting and the drawing.
How do you like to use color in your art?
I work a lot with color because I have a very deep love of it, partly because I grew up in St. Boniface, Manitoba, with the Roman Catholic costumes and the vibrant colors the priests wore. The glorious sunsets over the prairie sunset were just stunning, you know, in terms of color intensity. And I used to go and wander and stand on a bridge and watch the sunsets over the Red River and see the color amplified because it was mirrored. So I had a very deep, spontaneous love of color, and it made me feel alive. So I listen to a lot of music that makes me feel alive. Anything that inspires me to communicate something authentic, something sincere, that'll get me going in terms of what I'm doing. And I'm just having fun as well. I'm just enjoying myself, playing with colors.
Now, you mentioned that this gallery was going to be influencing your next project, which is the Blue Sparrow Sessions. Now, you're going to be performing at the Vernissage pieces from the Blue Sparrow Sessions. Can we play some of that music today, or will we have to play some earlier music for you? You can explain.
Well, I think what you can expect is a kind of some new material that I've worked on that you don't have, that you can't play there. But, you know, if you play one of the blues cuts, that's what I'm going to do in part. There's going to be some of the more standard blues material. Started off when I was a teenager playing the early blues, Delta blues, acoustic, and then I also moved on to Chicago blues over many years. And so I'm probably going to be doing it partially acoustic, but also electric Chicago style to add some panache to the performance. It's at 3:00 on August 6th. If you love the blues, come down.
Well, we can't play anything from the Blue Sparrow Sessions until that date. But that's, we right, can play something from last year's album, Blue Harp. This is Mystery Electric Blues on the New Spins Library. Thank you. How does blues music influence your art?
I play the harmonica mainly, and the harmonica is actually the human voice. It's expressing something from deep inside. And the drawing and the painting, that's also coming from within to without, you know? So the blues aren't necessarily always sad blues. And the drawing and the painting isn't necessarily sad just because I'm voicing something very emotional internally, you know? So they're very similar. They're expressing me working things through in my life from what I see around me and what I'm feeling inside. So they're actually the same thing in an odd sort of way. They also, there's a synergy between the two. They inspire each other. And when I'm playing music, I'll get colors going through my imagination. When I'm painting, I'll be either listening to music or imagining music while I'm doing it. It's a part of me. Like, I'm both art and music. It's just the way I am.
Does this vernissage fit into recording new tracks for the Blue Sparrow Sessions?
Well, it's also to raise the funds to finish doing the album and to buy new art equipment and to keep contributing something into the community, you know. And it's been very hard during COVID times to keep that going, very challenging. So it's kind of like a leap of faith to do a show and hope people come around and aren't afraid to come out. Fortunately, you know, the COVID numbers are not as bad as they could be, so I'm likely to think people will come to the Gallery Espace, you know.
How did you like working with Christine Lalonde during this gallery session?
Actually, it was very interesting because it's very much of a non-verbal relationship. Both of us are working the field beyond language, so it's just a feeling we have. You know, she will show me her work, and she'll come and see mine. And then, you know, there's a sort of an understanding that we're both working towards the same thing, something beautiful and that has some kind of truth about it. And that's sincere and authentic. I tend to push more of a spiritual slant on what I do. I think other than that, I think it's a lot of it is just understanding we're both on the same wavelength aesthetically and love of truth and beauty. It's nothing more complicated than that, really.
If our listeners want more information or to buy event tickets or, in fact, to buy your art, where should they go?
Well, they can go to charredart.com and they can contact me through there and look at the work. They can listen to the music that's on my website as well. So there's drawings, there's paintings, there's music, there's the story of my life. The exhibits that I've had since 1971. I've been exhibiting since 1971. You know, I started exhibiting in Vancouver then, and it's been a good 50 years of exhibitions. So always moving on, moving forward.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you very much, Sheila. It was a real pleasure. I look forward to meeting you in person at the vernissage.
You've been listening to Charles Chenier speaking about his upcoming vernissage. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
What's up, everyone? I'm Solo, an independent artist from Toronto, and you are listening to the New Spins Library on CKUT.
Apa Kelda just released her new single and music video, SSR, on June 22nd. And is set to release her debut self-titled EP in the upcoming fall, a work she has created by the side of renowned collaborators such as Mishka Stein, Patrick Watson, Tiki Tiki, Arthur Gaumont-Marchand, Robert Robert, Sam Woy, Half Moon Run, Patrick Watson, Fang, and Isaac Simons, Half Moon Run. With us today, we have Apa Kelda. Hi, Apa Kelda, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Thank you for having me.
First, please introduce yourself. And tell us how you came to be a musician and video artist.
I'd love to. So I'm Apa Kelda. I'm a Montreal-based, born and raised artist. And honestly, I love this question because it really brings me back to like the beginning. Because for me, it's really been like a a buildup, a lifelong buildup. And since I was a kid, like I have so many tapes of me singing as like a 2-year-old, 3-year-old. And I just loved music from a young age. I was exposed to a lot of different music. And looking back on drawings of myself as a kid of like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I'm always on stage behind a microphone with an instrument in my hand. So it's really nice to look back on that and see like, wow, like it's really something I've always wanted, you know? And my parents saw that and sent me to a public art school. I went to FACE, and that was a really great environment to just dive into all types of art, whether it's like visual arts, production, music. That was a great environment. And in terms of video artistry, like in producing videos, that's something that I've also always been, I loved as a kid on Much Music. I loved watching all the like countdowns of the videos that were in the top that month or whatever. And I also loved, there was this show, I don't know if you remember, it's called Pop-Up Video, where they just like have those informations on like, oh, this video was, I like the details behind the video. So for me, that's also like, it's a great way to add this visual explanation to maybe more meaning to the song.
Who are your bandmates and what does everyone play or do?
This is also an exciting question because, so two of my bandmates I've known since high school and elementary. They also went to my same school. So there's Elijah Fish. He's on bass. Then there's Tyler Miller, who plays the guitar, and Paul Hummel, who's on drums. And we started jamming out together probably about a year ago. And it's been great. I'm really excited to have the opportunity to play with a band. Like, obviously, I'm one person, so I could never do what we do together alone. And I'm very excited on it's an opportunity to bring to the stage a different version of my songs. So that's very cool.
What does it mean to you to create music?
Creating music and what it means to me is most importantly a movement of energy and processing emotions. I'm an artist that writes a lot about quite literal events in my life. And I also get inspired by other people around me and what they're going through. So it's quite an interesting tool to not only be able to relate to other people, but to process the emotion that comes up with every situation, whether it's like how I feel about someone or how I feel about myself after a certain situation. That's what it means to me.
Your latest single, SSR, is now on video. What is the story behind this song?
Well, as I mentioned, I write about quite literal events. So I always wonder if people know that, oh, this song is about me for sure. But I would never tell. And I'm glad nobody ever asks me, because this situation was somebody that I was involved with. And quite frankly, I've been in this type of dynamic a couple of times where it's just kind of not clear. And yeah, I think that I was infatuated with the idea of something. And I realized the more that I pulled away, once I realized maybe this isn't what I thought it was, the more this person leaned into it. And it was just kind of a cat and mouse game. And it didn't feel good. And I realized, I think this was the last time that I realized, okay, if it's not clear, it's a no, it's not happening. Because when it's meant to be, and when there's a flow, a natural flow, it's very clear that this person is into you, that they want to proceed on how it's going to develop. And it was a hurtful moment, but I learned a lot from it. And I think a lot of people can relate to it.
May we listen to some of your music?
I'd love to.
This is SSR on the New Spins Library.
Turn your back to me. You let me in through
Tell us about your concert tomorrow night.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for it. So it's my first ever performance with a band, as I mentioned. It's going to be at Brasserie Beaubien on July 14th at doors at 8:30 p.m. Show starts at 9 and it's $10 at the door. And Super Pyramid is opening, who's amazing, super amazing performer. And yeah, I'm very excited. Nobody has ever heard the versions of my songs in this way. And that's just exciting to me to bring a different variety, a different flavor of Apocalda to the public. So I'm very excited. I hope to see you there.
May we hear some more of your music?
I'd love to.
This is Catch and Release on CKUT. If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music or event tickets, where should they go?
So you can find my music on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, on YouTube, At the moment, I do not have a Bandcamp set up, but I will be setting that up shortly. And for tickets for events, as I said, tickets at the door for the next upcoming show, I will be playing a couple of other venues over the summer, which I'll announce on my Instagram page. My handle is @_Apacalda. You can also follow my page on Facebook, Apacalda. I'll always constantly update any information you need to know if you'd like to follow me, support me. When my EP releases, I'll be printing physical copies of my EP. So that's a great way to also not only have your own copy, but support me as an artist.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you, Sheila. This was lovely.
You've been listening to Apacalda speaking about her music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
On CKUT where the new spins beat. Liberate, we promote the true meaning of libraries. So we're out some station for the community that news, arts, and culture shape our intellectuality. Releasing these new spins, sharing these bright grins. Wednesday morning, 7 to 9 on 90.3 is where it's happening. Tune in, the tunes are in tune, and with some interviewing, the new spins library Wednesday, 7 a.m. is broadcast. The New Spins Library. The New Spins Library. The New Spins Library. The New Spins.
Eadze, meaning my good friend, in Huron Wendat, is a Wendat singer-songwriter based in Montreal. Eadze explores the sounds of soulful pop. Heir to the legacy of her ancestors, it is her grandfather from the Wolf Clan and the Raven family who guides her towards music. With us today, we have Eadze. Hi, Eadze, and welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
Kwekwe Wendatendi, I am Eadze from Huron Wendat Nation. I started singing when I was very young. I was about 4 years old, and then I started studying the classical piano at the age of 7. But it was really when I went to college, I would say, that it became more serious, and I definitely knew that I wanted to do it as a career. And then I started to do gigs and shows, and I went to university as well, and I just recently graduated with a bachelor's degree in music.
Who are your bandmates, and what does everyone play or do?
I'm a pianist, so for now I'm performing live and solo. I have been also focusing a lot on creating a full-length album, so I haven't been looking for gigs for now, but eventually I really want to have a full band version of my project with like many instruments such as drum, bass, guitar, keyboards, and back vocalists. So I would definitely check on that later in my project, but now it's really a moment that I'm creating.
What is different for you as a native performer, as well as a female artist in your industry?
Well, I think that music is already a very competitive industry. And as an Indigenous woman, I feel like I had to work even harder to be where I am today. Like, I had to earn respect in many different situations. And I also believe that I have a role to play in terms of representing the Indigenous artistic community. Like, people are, in general, are starting, I feel, to be more open about Indigenous artists. But I think that there is still some work to do, but we're still on the right path, though.
Your latest single on the scene is Stay. Who is this song written for, and how is this person love in your life?
It is a song that I wrote for my fiance and father of my two sons. I started writing the song when we met, and it is about how easy and simple it was. There is also a special story behind that specific song, because the producing, like, I worked with Trey Vitato, and we did everything while he was in LA and I was in Montreal. Like, the guy worked with Miley Cyrus and Selena Gomez, among like other artists, but like it was huge for me to work with him. And I wrote like the song, the chords, the lyrics, melody at the piano, but we did everything through an online platform for musicians and producers. So we never even spoke on the phone, but everything went so well, and I'm finally really happy about the final result.
May we listen to some of your music?
Yeah, sure.
This is Stay on the New Spins Library. Your last EP was called My Good Friend. From that album, you produced a song called Somebody. What is the story behind this song?
So I wrote the song when I was really in, I was in a reality show, TV show called The Rhythm. In French, it's Le Rythme. And we were 8 Indigenous artists living together for 2 months. And the goal was to write an album together. And I remember that when I composed Somebody, like I was writing many, many songs at that time. I was very inspired and I was just picturing an ideal love, and the words just came to my mind very naturally.
May we hear some more of your music?
Yeah.
This is Somebody on CKUT.
I wonder how somebody could love me the way you do.
our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music or event tickets, where should they go?
Well, you can find my music on any music platform such as Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, and I'm mostly active on Facebook and Instagram. So if you like what you heard, follow me there and I will keep you posted.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you, Tawank.
You've been listening to Yadze speaking about her music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Tell me what you've been through. same, baby. Pray for love, yeah. Sunsets in May remind me way more of us, yeah. What's more to say when I've been out different state? Hope I can show you I made it out. Can't hold me down. You told me hold my hand. Just follow me, I'll show you golden land and diamond water for a hopeless man. And all these things that you know, I know, I know. You said you don't belong here. Those eyes for an ocean view
and the moon,
and we California dreaming from a city where that's so taboo.
Taboo.
We always chase sunsets, but settle on the stars and moon
and the moon.
And if I tell you about me, I hope you tell me what you've been through. Chasing this high and all the pain in my eyes. Turn cold, December came by. Those storms don't ever break mine. Yeah, I was told to make it right. King of my city, frame white. You held it down, don't break light. I learned these things take time. Just take time. Hold my hand.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
People will not leave the president's house, the president's office or temple trees, the prime minister's official residence, until leaders officially announce their resignations. If they don't leave on the 13th, what will happen is that the people will decide to storm wherever they are hiding now.
Thousands of protesters storm the Sri Lankan president and prime minister's homes, refusing to leave until they officially resign. We'll go to Colombo to speak with one of the protesters. Then, the Pentagon authorizes another $400 million for the fight in Ukraine, bringing total U.S. security spending on Ukraine under President Biden to some $8 billion. We'll speak with Joe Loria, editor-in-chief of Consortium News, about the pressure on independent media to follow a single approved narrative on the Ukraine war.
The mainstream media has been, in many ways, whitewashing the causes and the historical context of the war, which in no way justifies